Well, thank you all for coming.
You're welcome.
Welcome to the podcast. Today is... Doesn't matter.
It's because
a podcast, it's timeless.
If you download any podcast, what podcast do you listen to?
None of them. Not even ours.
Oh, what?
Really? I've never heard a podcast. You should do a podcast.
You are such a tosspot. You are so arrogant.
So not doing that is making me a tosspot.
Yeah.
Not doing something.
What is that your favourite? My favourite. That's one of my favourite lingos is tosspot.
Tosspot.
Pot. Yeah. What's one of yours?
Straight up. If you get a coffee from me, the worst thing you can be is a dipshit.
Yeah, dipshit.
I'm not racist and I'm not sexist, but gee, I hate dumb.
You just don't hope with dumb.
Peanut's a good one.
Yeah, peanut.
You are just a peanut.
And your banana.
Yeah.
Allie.
Oh, I do love dipshit.
Yeah.
But what about the old dickwad?
He is an absolute dickwad.
You've got your dickwad, your tosspot, and your
dipshit.
Yeah, dipshit.
Tosspot is good. Where would flog?
Oh.
Yes!
Al Wade's in with a ripper.
Yeah, but what happens if you go, you're a flog nut?
Flog nut.
Never heard it. But does it up it or does it down it?
Oh, no, that's upping it.
That's upping it.
What if you don't a flog, you're
what
a flog
about this
nut.
One? Yeah. Slightly cleaner, but I love it because it's just said with such...
He is an absolute stain.
I love stain as well.
I've heard shit stain, and boy, isn't it expressive?
Yeah.
Now let's try and rank them. Tosspot?
Mm-hmm.
Where does it rank? Dipstick, dipshit.
Dipshit, dickwad.
Flog nut, and.
Dickwad.
Dickwad.
And stain.
Mm.
Yeah. They're so good, aren't they?
Can I have one more?
Yeah,
so, this one, I'm bringing this back from
late
the past.
Entry.
I always
Come
used
on.
To say, yeah. What a knob shine.
Yeah.
Knob shine and dick cheese.
Now we need a language warning. Knob shine, not always a bad thing.
Did you ever say, this is a bit of a wank fest?
If you're out somewhere
and there's just all these idiots, you're sitting there going to the pub, let's move on. This is a wank fest.
Yeah. I think that about podcasters. Well, stick with us. We're going to have some more of these words tomorrow because it's important to get the rankings right, if
absolutely.
You ask me.
Absolutely.
We're going to hear from the Prime Minister of this country. It is two words.
Talking flog nuts.
I was wondering what you'd go with. Ali, Albo, what would you go? Would you apply a label there? Or are you happy still?
No. Well, I think I'd give him a little bit of a...
Knob jockey.
Yes! You took the words right out of my mouth.
See, I was going to go with doofus.
Doofus.
There's no aggro from me towards Albo. He hasn't been Prime Minister for long enough.
Yeah, you could even go like a noodle. He's a noodle.
A doofreddy.
You do have to be softer with Albo.
Look, we're going to hear from the doofus, and we're also going to talk about when you've sent an email to the wrong person. Ali has an absolute blinding impression of that. And Spider got the poops up this morning, something fierce, when he learned that they're trying to change the culture of the company and they've put together a new initiative that he's not into.
I don't know if you guys got the same response I did. We have a work email address and, the office here, able to send out an email where everybody in the office gets it. Pretty simple.
Yep.
A lot of businesses do it. Looked at one yesterday and I was sick in my mouth.
I'm so sorry to hear that. What was it about? I'm trying to remember the nature of the email.
You would have read it. It was that now they're looking at making Mondays here at work activewear Mondays.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I love this.
Really?
As soon as I read it.
Really?
Yes, hilarious. Imagine all you boys in bike pants.
Oh,
fantastic.
Please. Disgusting.
Oh, I look like a badly tied Kransky.
Yeah.
I can't wait to come in here with my fruit platter out for everyone to see. It's cold. Oh, jeepers, it's cold today.
Yeah. Two buffaloes fighting under a blanket. There's no upside.
We've
just spent 3 or 4 days up at a bonding camp. Woo! Okay, they wanted to bond, and now they sit there and they want to bring an activewear Monday so everyone can go out for a walk. Mind you, we're on air, so we can't do it anyway, but still wearing the activewear. It's like, you know what? Why do they have to try and build all this culture? Why can't they just, like, is every business around the Gold Coast like this? Are they all now trying to build this inner culture of a business? Why can't they just be normal?
I love this. Maybe, have you ever considered that you may be the abnormal one?
What? Turn up and actually do my job? Actually, oh, sorry.
A lot of people actually don't have much time or, you know, might have moved from another area. They don't have any people outside their work. So being able to do the activewear thing at work is actually, you know,
you're a
one
fan
and
of
all
it.
In. I'm a fan, like, if, but I'm a fan for a different reason. Like I said, everyone walking around in lycra hilarious.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm a fan. What is the breaking strain of yoga pants?
Okay. Let's test it. Oh,
no way. Could you imagine?
I'm getting straight onto Lorna.
Can I just, before we throw it out there, the Triple M family.
Mm. Yes.
If you walk down this back corridor here and back into the back room and you heard a bit of Oz aerobics and three. And two, and one more. And there was Al Dobie, Flan, and Rod McLeod in lycra.
Hello. How do you choose who the sexiest is there?
That is Come on in.
I want to know.
Come on in,
Spider. I want to know.
I think it's Rod
does
McLeod.
Your work, is anybody out there, is there any other businesses out there doing something to try and improve the culture of their workplace?
Okay, so are you looking for hot tips because you're not happy with the activewear? You want alternative suggestions to Activewear Monday.
Are there other people doing other things other than wearing activewear to work on a Monday?
You know what's going to happen. We're going to get all these suggestions and every day will be covered. It's going to be great.
No way.
Oh, good God.
The interesting things your work is trying to do to improve culture?
Yes.
1-300-925-666. Actually going to give you a chance to win tickets to see Jack Johnson playing Hotter. Amphitheatre Friday, December
2. That's good culture.
Tickets on sale Friday, the 1st of July, this Friday, 10 a.m. The interesting things your work is trying to do and improve culture. We're doing an Activewear Monday. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, we all received an email yesterday. And look, we've been on bonding sessions. We've done everything to improve the culture around this place. And I sit there and go, another email saying Mondays they want to make it Activewear Monday, go for a walk and be in their Activewear all day. And I'm like, really? Do we need that? Is that really going to improve the culture of this place because you're wearing activewear? I couldn't think of anything worse watching everybody walk around in activewear. Ellie, you're a massive fan of it.
Yes, I am.
Hang on. The email's gone off again. It is the GM. He sent another one through. It says, what I didn't put in the first memo is Spider is leading the walk in lycra. Daddy long legs in lycra.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm fighting with you on this one because I am all for improving workplace culture.
Yeah.
And what's the best thing to do when you're having a fight with someone? You bring your. I'm telling my mum on you, and she's on the phone right now. Good morning, Mum. Good morning, Mum.
Good morning. How are you all?
Good, thank you. Now, this is my mum, Sue, a.k.a.
Hey,
the Penguin.
Hey, the Penguin.
What have I done wrong?
Well, my mum still works full-time. She's 74 years old, and I know she does something fantastic at her work. What do you do, Mum? Tell the boys.
Oh, well, not at this work, but one of my previous places of work. We developed a knitting and crocheting club for the ladies, some who wanted to know how to do it, some who could do something. And then learning more advanced things.
See, Penguin, you know what? I'm going to embarrass myself here, and I'll do that before lycra wearing. I won a championship.
I pray to God that you would do that before lycra wearing.
Knitting competition, I won.
Did you really?
Yeah, I learn off my mum undies. My mum undies was a mad knitter.
Undies versus the Penguin and a knit off.
Yeah.
I love that.
So
Televise
what do you think, Mum? Do you think Spider needs to wake up to himself about this culture bizzo?
Well, I suppose so. It depends on, you know, what the employer thinks about whether it happens or not.
Employer line,
yeah, but
I
see,
love
there's
that.
So many different angles. Like, you've still got the, like the barbecue idea. Why can't we have a barbecue every Thursday? Why do we have to do active week?
Listen, I think you need to just zip it on the old activewear because we may have done a little bit of a search on your computer here at work.
Here
your
we
laptop.
Go.
Have a listen
no,
to what
this.
We found
Whoa,
geez,
when we
this
searched,
was the run this morning.
When we searched your YouTube history. Have a listen.
Today we're talking about activewear. We're going to show you the best ways to wear activewear.
What?
You see, he's so competitive.
Okay, let's go with lycra or it's no undie Monday.
A very good friend of mine, she's like a sister to me, lives here on the Gold Coast at Burleigh Waters, and she's a project manager at Link Enterprise Solutions. So they do things like, you know, lay cables and put security up for even places like the casino and, all that. She's very,
all the high-tech stuff.
So she, her company, they're sort of based around the Helensvale area, and just recently they were trying to get all the leadership team together, you know, right from the CEO, the director, yes, and all the sort of higher level members of the team, I guess, for want of a better way of saying it, they wanted to have a social function.
Ooh.
So one of the boys sent out this email and made a suggestion for where they could go. Now, the name of this place is called Cut and Grind.
Uh-oh.
Okay, and it's over sort of Arundel, Helensvale way. It's like a barber. It's this really cool place. I actually haven't been there, keen to go, but yes, that's the name of it. Cut and Grind.
What is a barber? You're taking all the execs to a barber shop.
Yeah, well, I think it's, and they can barber drink their cafe and all that. And all that still, yeah.
There's one downstairs a bit like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Exactly. And so he sends this email out to everyone, but instead of saying, why don't we go to Cut and Grind?
Oh, no.
Yes. He's accidentally put an extra letter in the word cut.
Oh.
And
he
not,
didn't buy a vowel, did he?
No.
So
anyway.
We know the word.
He's sent this out to everyone. So my friend Lindsay, she's seen it as she's sitting at a desk and she's just gone, rah, you know.
Wetting herself laughing.
Yes.
Thing. Yeah.
Told
was there a
everyone,
record response to a work function?
But the worst part was he actually wrote after it, he goes, how about we go to Cut and Grind, but wrote the wrong word, and then he goes, it's always a good feed.
Oh, that's a bad.
He would know, he would know.
Someone's told him, so he's retracted it, but not before not before everyone screenshotted it.
Really?
But I just thought,
that's the worst thing.
Oh, my goodness, accidental email mishaps.
That's the worst thing these days is you can't stop them.
Yeah.
Like, they are instant. Like, remember the days where you're able to jump across the room and just grab the internet cable and wrench it out of the wall and go, yes.
Back in the old dial-up days.
Yeah, and that didn't go through. Grab the modem and just suddenly unplug everything.
I wasn't smart enough to think of that.
A lot of people have done these accidental email or text sends. So
yes, they have.
We'll open it up to the Triple M family to make your friend feel better.
Yeah,
who was it?
Well, it's my friend Lindsay's workplace. Okay. I'm not naming who actually
No.
Did it.
Oh, welcome to the studio.
Oh, good morning, Spider.
Morning,
I
Elbow.
Love this song so much. All we need is a young lady to sing it in a modern way, but we'll get to that. I'm Anthony Albanese.
Yeah.
But please call me Prime Minister. I just want to start by congratulating the Australian Astronaut Service for launching a rocket this week. It's a marvellous day for Australia.
Great day.
Or ARS for short, as we kind of met the rocket scientists. Yeah, and I made some suggestions. When we send some Aussie astronauts or Aussie astronauts into space, ban the game, pull my finger. It'll just make everyone that much happier. I'm off to Madrid now. I'm in Spain. Yep. But I don't speak Spanish, which makes it hard. I just went to the Middle East, nor do I speak Middle Earth. So I went to Tokyo when I was first Prime Minister, which is just near Japan. And I'm off to France next to meet with French President Macron, which I thought was a biscuit. But my advisors thought, I might make some gaffes. So it's a pretty sensitive relationship with France at the moment. So I had one of my translators send President Biscuit a French letter where I promised to give President Macron's wife a traditional French kiss upon arrival. Anywho, I better get to the airport. And you know, the one country that I really very much want to visit as Prime Minister is Australia.
Yeah.
But I hear it's very expensive.
There you go. Thank you very much for listening to our Knob Jockey Doofus podcast. And we appreciate all 17 of you. We really do. If you could tell your mates that we do a Knob Jockey Doofus podcast and that we are on 92.5 FM, the Gold Coast Triple M, we'd appreciate it.